This reply of Jesus, this incident, is found in all three synoptics, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Here we have it in Mark in chapter 3. And there are historical issues, and if you will, spiritual or mystical issues. Who are these brothers and these people here? Actually, the translation could be a little bit better. It says, and the mother, his mother, and his brothers came, and they were standing outside. If you remember, Jesus is in the house there, in the earlier verses of this chapter. And they want to see him, it says here, and they sent to him, calling him. And he was sitting with this crowd around him in the house. They were there because they were listening to him. And he was giving their souls such a peace. How many of them, for the first time, heard how much the Father loved them? In his very bearing, in his very face, revealing this. And his mother and brothers, we won't go into that one today, but I mean, it's either cousins, which is quite possible, the way people speak in this culture, and still do. Or they are children of Joseph by a previous marriage. In any event, some believed in him and some didn't. Now this may have been quite a time of temptation for Mary. You know, our Lord was tempted his whole life long, and so was Our Lady. This notion of what can I say, dying to self, or at least moving deeper into her call. You see the same thing at Cana. When Our Lady is concerned about the wine, and Jesus says to her, you know, what is that to you and me, woman? Woman, because she's Eve. It's not the way a man usually speaks to his mother in this culture. Woman. It's the same word he uses the only other time he addresses her in John's Gospel, on the cross. Woman. What he's saying there is, don't you understand? I'm Adam, and you're Eve. And our mission is so great. You see, it's different than what you think. And it's the same thing here. It's different than what you think. And the criterion for relating to Jesus is to do the will of God. That's what makes it. In this, Jesus then founds a messianic family. Who's the family of Jesus? Those who do the will of God. Now, as I say, you find the same text. It's in Matthew, for instance, in chapter 12. And I'll read just a little bit of it to give you an idea of how this one reality is mediated, this one event. And as he was speaking to the crowds, behold, his mother and his brothers were standing outside seeking to speak with him. See how it's different already a little bit, huh? And someone said, look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking to speak with you. And he answers and said to the one who said it to him, who is my mother? And who are my brothers? And stretching forth his hand on all those around him, his disciples, he said, behold, my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of my Father, who is in heaven, he is my brother and my sister and my mother." Now, Jesus is saying something very radical. There's a whole new family being created, which is not based on blood. And that's his main point. And as the fathers of the church pointed out, therefore, you know, Mary is his mother because she gave him physical birth, but she's also his mother because within her, he, the Word of God, came to birth. And that's what binds Christians together, the will of God. If we want to be one with Jesus, he tells us we can be brother to him, sister to him, in fact, mother to him, and be loved with that kind of tenderness and affection. But it means being caught up, uprooted from our complacency and rooted in the will of the Father. There's a very famous passage in St. John of the Cross where he's talking about the work of the Holy Spirit and how when someone is mature in their Christian walk, every movement of their mind, their emotions, their body, their memory, their will is moved by the Holy Spirit. Every movement. That's maturity. That's what it's all about. Such a one is mother and brother and sister to Jesus because they are bound. They are caught up in the will of the Father. John says, John of the Cross, this can't be sustained in this life, this, you know, because we're too weak. And, you know, that total availability to the movement of the Holy Spirit. But I think it's important for us to realize the depth of the call. The depth of this call and the depth of the union. As Our Lady, who certainly grew in her understanding in this at this moment, you know, was more and more bound to Jesus. It meant that the life of Jesus was more and more powerful, present in her and in us. Now that Jesus has risen from the dead, now that he feeds us on his body and blood, you see, the whole purpose of our life is to be that available to the movement of the Holy Spirit so that we can do the will of the Father. The will of the Father. The will of the Father is God wills that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's the will of the Father. And how does he want that to work out in us? You know, that we be saints. That's the whole reason we're born. To be saints. To have that will of the Father perfectly realized in us. And to know what that means regarding loving the Father. Loving Jesus. Being filled with this divine affection and therefore sharing the preoccupations of the heart of Christ for all these people who are killing each other, for all these people who have been so bewitched that they think that whatever they can do, it's all right to do. When you look at all this embryonic experimentation, and all the other horrible experimentations done on human beings. Because we can do this. Never a word about, Father, is this your will for us? You see how the notion is To belong to the family of Jesus is to do the will of the Father. Now, in every family, some people are smarter than others, some are better athletes than others, some make more money than others, some, you know, that's the way it goes. In our family, too, some are really, really holy, and then there's the rest of us kind of putzing along, you know. But we're all in the same family. Everything that the greatest saint ever did, that's my brother. It belongs to me. And all the riches of the love, the merit, the glory, the intensity of their life here and now in heaven belongs to me. We call that the communion of saints. Huh? What an encouragement. I'm not alone trying to get this thing done, even in my own salvation. I got all these friends. I got connections. And so you see, the heart of it is to seek to do the will of the Father. Well, the biggest obstacle is self, right? We're all egomaniacs. And we just don't understand the enormity of the issues of our life and the enormity of the love of the Father. What is the will of the Father? That you be with him in a clasp of love, animated by his very life forever, body and soul, rejoicing forever. That's the will of the Father. And he wants us to be part of that saving action of Jesus Christ, completed on the cross and in the resurrection, but still to live on this earth in us, to bring the whole world into this embrace of the Father forever. That's the family. And that's, I would think, what our Lord is saying most of all there, you know? My mother isn't judging this way, but you are. You're thinking, there's mom, she wants to say hello, she's got some soup for you, you know. And maybe she does. But what's really going on is that bond of being so in love with the Father that that's what really